Welcome to the Confidently Balance Your Hormones podcast. My name is Dee Davidson, and I'm a hormone health expert, master mindset coach, and multiple wellness business entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you experience hormone balance, confidence, self-love, and live a life full of joy. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. Welcome back to Confidently Balance Your Hormones. This is your guide, Dee Davidson. Today, we're going to talk about pressing the reset button on our health and well-being. From juice cleanses to water fasts, many of us were intrigued at one time or another in regard to giving our body a fresh start. But what exactly do these cleanses entail? How do they benefit us? Do we need to use precautionary measures? We are going to explore the world of detoxification, shedding light on how these practices can help us reboot, rejuvenate, and revitalize our bodies from the inside out. So sit back, relax, and grab your favorite cup of tea while I chat with you all things detoxification and hitting that reset button. I have been into juice cleanses and intermittent fasting in the past for many years. And I've also learned a lot about these things in regard to precautionary measures. I was someone who used to intermittent fast daily. So I would stop eating around 6 or 7, and then I wouldn't eat until 11 or 12, sometimes even 1 o'clock the following day. And when I went back to be a functional health practitioner, I learned that most women don't do well with intermittent fasting. I had been doing it not for weight loss, but more so for the cellular cleanup. I had been reading and researching and hearing a lot about how autophagy can really benefit our bodies and cellular cleanup, cleaning up, you know, our lazy cells or our defective cells. However, no one ever really explained to me that women need to really fuel their bodies in the morning, specifically if they have hormone imbalance, if they endure a lot of stress day to day, which I would consider myself a high stress person. I meditate, I do breath work, I do somatic practices to stay on top of it, but I do operate out of that sympathetic nervous system, which is your fight or flight a lot. And a quick little test for you, a fun little trick you could do is breathe out of your nostrils. Just do a quick 3 pumps and you hopefully can hear this on the recording. But put your finger just under one nostril or the other and see what side the air is coming from. And if it's coming mostly from the left side, you're in that parasympathetic state, which is rest and relax. If it's coming from the right side, you're in that sympathetic. And, you know, it's a good check and it's a free stress test to do that throughout the day. My point of that is that if you're operating out of high stress and then you take food off the table for your body, it's like starting your car in the driveway in the morning with no gas and you're running on fumes. So I've done a lot of research because I used to really promote intermittent fasting for every single woman that I worked with. And then I realized that it's not the best idea. Bio-individualized approach is always my number one approach. And looking at all of your stressors, how's your work stress, financial, your home life, what type of exercise are you doing? And so if you haven't read the book, Fast Like a Girl, it's a great book. You may want to look into that. I still am a believer in fasting, but maybe just one day a week for a longer period of time, or cutting off eating earlier at 5 or 6 p.m., but then still eating an hour to an hour and a half after waking up. I'm prefacing this whole episode with this because we're going to talk about juice cleanses and water fasts and all of these things. And I created a 3-day juice cleanse program because, again, I know the power of fasting and I know the power of cellular cleanup or autophagy, which is very, very beneficial. A lot of people do it as well if they're doing a more natural cancer cleanup or treatment. Inflammation, autoimmune can be really good for that. But I want you to just know that if you're someone that runs on high stress, you're breastfeeding, you're pregnant, definitely not gonna be wanting to do this. If you have autoimmune, you want to really check in with your practitioner before I get into telling you all these benefits of these great things. Just remember, it's not one size fits all. And juice cleanses, I like to do them now that I have done my functional labs and know where my body's at, and I've built my vital reserves when I did my functional labs. If you haven't listened to that episode, you can go back and listen to it. I realized how much I had tanked my hormones and how little vital reserve I had based on some of my practices that I was blindly doing. So I do recommend that if you haven't done functional labs, you schedule a consultation. I'll put my link in the show notes to find out more about that. It is a gift from God to be able to check in on your health and see where your vital reserves are, how your immune system's functioning, where your hormones at, how's your gut health before you just go into some of these things, because it can cause greater problem if you're not sure. But if you're in overall a good health and you've checked with your physician and things seem okay, a juice cleanse is a wonderful thing to do, whether it be one, two, three. Some people do 5-day juice cleanses, and it gives your body some digestive rest, which is wonderful. It detoxifies the body by flushing out toxins. It provides essential nutrients and antioxidants. Make sure that you're using a reputable source for your juice, organic, because if you're having pressed or you want it to be cold pressed, of course. But if you're having pressed fruits and vegetables that have pesticides, you're kind of defeating the purpose of helping your body out. So make sure that you're using an organic and pure cold pressed juice. I do have a partnership with a woman out of Connecticut who runs a business with her sons. I love that it's woman owned. It's USDA organic and it's local. So if you would like to check out my 3-day juice cleanse, you can go to Time to Detox, and that's DeeTox. So time to detox.com. And you can fill out a form and I'll send you all the details on that. But it's really, really good that you can provide some nutrients in a liquid form that's bioavailable. You're giving yourself digestive rest, because when you're constantly eating solids, we're going to talk about colonics in a minute, but when you're constantly eating solids, you can develop this mucoid plaque or this trash around the GI lining, the mucosal barrier, and the corners of where GI turns, it looks like a, if you can envision your GI tract, right? Looking like a maze, those corners get really clogged up. So if you give your body some digestive rest, I really like 2, 3, or 5 day option. 1 day just doesn't seem like enough. 1 day's better than not doing it at all. If you're afraid, if you have low blood sugar, things like that, you can certainly do a day. It's better than not doing it at all, but you have better clean out with 3 to 5 days. When I say clean out, most people don't experience loose bowels where they have to be near a bathroom. You can, of course, prepare and have a weekend cleanse if that's easier. Take a Friday or a Monday off and do it that way. But most of my clients don't experience the running to the bathroom type of side effect. It will clean you out, but typically in a more natural manner, you'll be going more than usual. But hopefully you're not running to the bathroom or having loose bowels. Maybe the last day you may have a little bit of loose bowels, but just to clarify that, it can support with weight loss. And I don't promote this because a lot of the weight that you lose during a cleanse can be, yes, inflammation, water weight. And if you don't support the cleanse post and do the things to maintain the weight that you lost, which could be 5, 7 pounds. I had someone release 10 pounds. Then you just go and you put that weight right back on. When you do my detox program, my juice cleanse, you're paying a $47 fee right now that's subject to change because I coach you through the process. There's a right and a wrong way to do juice cleanses. We don't just buy juices and start slugging them. You want to prepare your body the week before to get rid of some stuff to make it easier on the body when you get into the detoxification process with the juice cleanse itself. And you want to exit the cleanse gently so that your digestive system doesn't go crazy, your bloating doesn't inflate literally, you don't get constipated, things like that. So I For $47, I coach you through the process, and you're in a group with hundreds of people doing this cleanse. So you get support, you can ask questions, and you know what to expect. You're not just ordering juices and you're not just on your own with this. People have told me that their skin clears up, they have improved digestion, the bloating goes down, constipation, things like that have been reported. In addition, if you're looking to just do this for weight loss, I would say that's not the good reason to do it. Also, I urge you, if you have a past unhealthy relationship with food, this isn't a good thing for you because people literally get addicted to these juice cleanses in an unhealthy way. Or if you've had an eating disorder, not a good thing for you to invest or try to do. If you're looking to flush out toxins, clean out the dead cells, and do a reboot for your body with energy, improved sleep, clear skin, digestion, all of that good stuff, I love it. I love doing a juice cleanse with the change of seasons. It's an easy way to remember when you last did it. And once you go through my coaching program one time, we can just order the juices for you going forward from my friend in Connecticut. So juice cleanses are great. Again, to recap, if you're pregnant, nursing, autoimmune, it's likely a no-no. Definitely, if you're pregnant and nursing, it's a no-no because you don't want to flush toxins into your unborn fetus or through breast milk. And autoimmune, you'd have to check with your physician first. Some people are into the water fast. You may have heard of water fast. It can, again, allow the digestive system to rest and reset. It initiates that autophagy process and cleans up the cellular level. It supports rapid detoxification and fat loss. So this is where, with cleanses, you might lose weight, which is where I have the issue, which could be inflammation, water weight, things like that. But with a water fast, even if you do a 24-hour water fast, you're going to have more fat loss release because you don't have the sugar from the fruit, even though it's natural sugar. You don't have that nutrition. I think that people have a much harder time doing a water fast, but if you could even do a one-day water fast, you will see rapid detoxification and fat loss. Always check again with your healthcare provider before you do any kind of fasting. And it can also improve insulin sensitivity for anyone with type 2 diabetes or worried about that. PCOS reduces inflammation. Really great thing to do, water fast. Some people do them one day a month on the weekend. Lots of benefits there. I experienced my first colonic a few weeks ago, and I am telling everyone about them. I was someone who suffered constipation on and off. And I've done a protocol around my healing opportunities for my functional labs, so it's gotten a lot better. But you have to think about all that mucoid plaque and all of the things that are stuck in there, old, rotten food, not to be disgusting, but think about what happens when you don't take the trash out in your home. It rots, it stinks, you get off-gassing, where a lot of people will say, I wake up and I have a flat stomach, but the minute I have a meal, my stomach inflates. Well, those are all the gases and the rotten stuff. I had low stomach acid due to H. pylori, is my guess. And the low stomach acid, it prevents you from being able to really break down heavy protein. So that just rots. You have this rotting protein, so gross, in your GI. And again, when I went and had my colonic, I was a little nervous. I was scared. But I will tell you, I felt amazing after. And the place that I went to, you could see, not to be gross, if you can think about when you go to a bank and they have the teletube, the thing that you drive up and you put the money in or the checks in, and it goes through the tube and you see it go to the teller on the other side. You can see the stuff coming out of you, not to be gross. And I was shocked at all of the, pardon my language, shit that was in there. I had asked the woman if they might even weigh people before and after. And the first time that you go, they do recommend maybe going a couple times within 10 days because it could be a lifetime of backup there, literally. But it cleanses the colon by flushing out the impacted waste and toxins. So when my inflammation was so high, you have to wonder if you have rotten food and toxins in there, of course you're going to have more inflammation than You should, and it promotes better nutrient absorption and gut health, because if you have all this stuff stuck in there, you're not going to be really having the best nutrient absorption. And also, your gut health, inflammation is going to cause things like leaky gut, and you're not going to have a strong, healthy mucosal barrier. Constipation and bloating instantly. I saw that the bloating was like much better, and it can support again weight loss and boost energy levels overall, just cleaning that out. Men do great with fasting. My partner, Michael, he fasts. He's fasted for years. His cholesterol dropped by 50 points. He released weight. He feels great. His energy's great. His sleep's improved. Because they have a one-day cycle, women have a cycle that fluctuates. We have a 28 to 30-day cycle. Even when you're not cycling anymore, your hormones are cycling. Unlike men's, they're a lot different the way that they function. So if you want to do fasting, you want to probably do the fasting in the evening. You want to be careful. If you have any health issues, again, to check in with your doctor first. You could do a longer fasting on the weekend one day, but long-term fasting or intermittent fasting after 24 hours is when you get into that deep cellular repair and regeneration. You start to support that autophagy, promoting longevity. I talk about chronological age. That's your birthday. You can't change your birthday, but you can change your biological age, which your biological age is the aging of your cells. So you can help that with some fasting more than 24 hours of not eating food or, even the juice again is calories and sugar in there. So long-term fasting, I consider that more of a water fast. Be careful with that. Some people have still been dehydrated and had hallucinations and things. So be aware and in tune with your body if you are doing a long-term fast. It can improve your metabolic health and insulin sensitivity. It can lead to, again, weight loss and mental clarity. A lot of people say that they have a really great mental clarity when they do intermittent fasting or long-term fasting. Some additional detoxification methods that I love are castor oil packs and coffee enemas. I will drop a coupon code and my favorite castor oil pack in the show notes. You can go ahead and take advantage of that for the castor oil packs. Castor oil packs can be used. They have one for a thyroid that you can use up on your neck. They have breast castor oil packs because, again, most breast cancer tumors are found in the upper quadrant of your underarm, and you can help your lymphatic system with some castor oil packs there. And the most popular castor oil pack, women, men can use them too, over the liver at night. We go to bed, have that, and helping you to stimulate the lymphatic system, and it helps to reduce inflammation. But also, we're exposed to all these toxins. We cannot avoid toxins. We can't live in a bubble. It's the world we live in through water, air, the food that we get, even if it's organic, it's not 100% pure. Processed foods, going out to eat, alcohol, all of these things are affecting us. And the way that you can help your body is to do some of these detoxification methods. Wear a castor oil pack. It's really easy, it's inexpensive, and it helps open your pathways to get those toxins out of your body instead of keeping them contained in your body, causing inflammation, deteriorating your mucosal barrier, your gut barrier, and causing a lot of issues. Because when you deteriorate your mucosal barrier and you cause that inflammation, you're more susceptible to bad bacteria, parasites, things coming in to your body and really wreaking havoc. So a castor oil packs can be wonderful, many different uses. In the show notes, I'll drop that link and coupon, and there'll also be a YouTube link to learn more about that. Coffee enemas. I've heard of enemas, of course, prior to my functional health practitioner course, but coffee enemas are really special. And I know I was a little bit nervous and scared of them, and you might be too, but they're fairly easy and they really help again with the liver. Being someone who's going to be turning 50 in a couple months and seeing my congested or sluggish liver marker on my functional lab was alarming, because if you're liver slows down and it's sluggish and it's not working the way that it should, you're going to be again retaining toxins. It impacts your metabolism. You can't detoxify hormones. So liver is something that I really help women clean up on a regular basis. It's not something that you just do this one time and you're done. You can reach out for a consultation and we can talk about whether coffee enemas are safe for you, what kind of schedule over a month to really clean out your liver, and then ongoing for maintenance what's appropriate for you. I cannot advise on this podcast. It is a one-to-one conversation. I will drop that link also in the show notes, but coffee enemas are really, really good idea for most people to be doing on a regular basis. They detoxify the liver, the gallbladder. So many people that have come to me with gallbladders that were really sluggish, and we really supported that through coffee enemas and some other things. And we supported the bile flow and toxin elimination with these coffee enemas. So really, really great thing to do. Just be careful, again, some considerations and precautions. Make sure that you always check with your healthcare professional before starting any detox regimen. There is always a risk or a side effect associated with any method based on your own health factors. So I again, this is not medical advice. Make sure that you check in with your healthcare professional. I'm happy to have a consultation with you as well to go over any of this. And you want to be safe in the implementation of these detox protocols. I have experienced all of these things and I really love it. And I'll tell you, after implementing some of these things and then retesting, because you don't just test one time and then go, I hope it's better. You have to retest to see how your body is evolving, detoxing, your immune system improves, your gut health, and things. You need a marker, a scientific marker, to see how that's going. And sometimes it's slower than others, but I am happy to report that my liver really cleared up. I was in the red big time as far as liver function and also gallbladder function. And I don't even eat fried food. I eat a lot of organic stuff. So again, it's not a testament to, well, I eat pretty healthy. There's a lot of factors, and also genetic factors can make you more susceptible to some of these issues. So aid your body with some of these juice cleanses, water cleanses, the long-term fasting, intermittent fasting, like a girl, because your body will really thank you. I really encourage you to explore all of these different methods. If you don't follow me on Instagram at confidently underscore love underscore yourself, I would highly recommend it because I post about this stuff on there. Join the Confidently Healthy Collective on Facebook. It's a free community that I put out there to talk about all these things. And you can also ask questions. Time to detox, DeeTox.com for more information on the cost of the juices and the program. And make sure that you always do these things under the guidance of a qualified practitioner or healthcare provider. I've just heard too many things about people just, again, slugging juices, and they think they're doing all this great stuff, but they're wasting their money. They don't really know what they're doing going into the cleanse or coming out of the cleanse. They don't maintain it. So make sure that you do check with a professional before you do some of these things. There are guidelines that will get you the optimal results. And by incorporating castor oil packs and coffee enemas, you will see just a deeper detoxification and more benefits for your health and well-being. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please share it with your friends and family. Share it on your social sites. And my inbox is always open at d@confidentlyloveyourself.com. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Confidently Balancing Your Hormones. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd love for you to share it with a friend and also hit follow at the top of this podcast. If you have a couple of minutes and you can leave a quick review, it will help other women in need find this podcast. You can find me on Instagram at confidently underscore love underscore yourself. I would love to stay connected and hear from you.